All right, here we are, year one, and this is the overview of year one. Again, this is the Novel Marketing 5-Year Plan. So now we're all excited. Nothing has started yet. It's all roses and butterflies.
It's fresh.
Potential is in the air. And yes. This first year, I know we wanted to jump in and write a best-selling book. But that is not actually what we're going to be doing this first year. In year one is all about learning the fundamentals of writing. And
fundamentals? No, Thomas. I want to get out there right away and write the book, get it down, get it on paper.
And I can hear you right now. Your brain. I'm reading your mind, dear listener, and you're like, oh, I can skip this year because I am a good writer. And here's the deal. This is not a course about how to become published. This is not a course about how to write. This is a course about how to become a best-selling author. And that means you have to be better than the 100 people that are also writing. You have to be in the top 1% of writers, which means you can't just be a good writer. And a lot of people are like, well, I learned writing in school. I got A's all the way through all of my English classes, and I can find a dangling participle with the best of them. It's like, that's great. That's kind of like being really good at walking. But there's a big difference between being good at walking and being ready to be on the Olympic walking team. Yes, the United States Olympic team has a walking team because walking is an Olympic event. And I can guarantee you those people walk really, really fast. In fact, I would not at all be surprised if they walk faster than I run. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. And if you watch like a kung fu movie, you know, they're always like forcing them, these folks, to go back and master the fundamentals. And that is kind of like what we're going to be. Sensei James L. Rubart is going to be forcing you to wax on and wax off.
Wax off. Look, I, Danielson. Yeah, it's so true. John Wooden, some of you might be basketball fans, and even those who aren't, John Wooden, real quickly, is the winningest basketball coach in college history. He won with UCLA. Down in California, he won 11 national championships in a row. And that's a record that no one, I think, will ever be able to beat or even match. And how he did it, he would come back again and again and again and tell people, this is what I do. I just teach the fundamentals over and over and over again. So that at the end of a game, when it's down to the wire, I want to know that my players know how to execute the fundamentals without even thinking about it. It's second nature. And when you know the fundamentals of writing and you can just let your creativity flow, you don't have to think about doing this or not doing this. When you can simply let your creativity flow, oh my gosh, that's when you start writing stories and paragraphs and words that cause people to put your book on the bestseller list. So we are going to concentrate in this first year again and again and again on the fundamentals.
And I know this is not what you want to hear, and some of you have already paused this and skipped to year two, but I'm telling you, this is probably the most common, Jim, you may disagree, but I would say this is probably the most common shortcut authors make, because they skip past the fundamentals and they want to get right to the fun, more exciting elements of writing. And the lack of fundamentals haunts them as they move forward, because it takes so much money to fix their manuscripts that no publisher wants to touch them. And, they can't afford editing that gets their books to the status that needs to sell online.
Yeah, it's so true. And believe me, so I am a best-selling novelist, so I get this. I was in your shoes. So please know that we're not telling you stuff that we have not gone through ourselves. Seriously, this is the kind of course and plan I wish I had had, because it would have saved me time and would have gotten me to best-selling status much quicker.
So if you want to chop down a tree, the first thing to do is sharpen the axe. And I remember when I was a kid, we had an axe, and it was a dull axe. And it was, I'd go out to my parents' or my grandparents' ranch, and I'd whack on trees with that axe. And I don't think I even killed the trees. It was such a dull axe. And I had no way of sharpening the axe. I didn't, like, we had a metal file. I was like, I don't know what to do with this. And so I never successfully chopped down a tree with that axe. I whacked a lot of things. It was a lot of fun as a, you know, young teenage boy hitting things with a dull axe, but it wasn't very effective. And then I'd watch these videos of these actual people with actual axes chopping things down quite fast. And I was like, that's a totally different kind of exercise, and they really take care of that axe. So let's talk about, and again, this is the overview. We'll get into the nitty-gritty in the very next session. But one of the things that we'll be doing this year is lots of writing exercise. exercises, lots of drills. You are going to write a book this year, but it's not going to be until later. We're going to be working on fundamentals, and we're going to be working on drills and specific things to help you become a better author.
And one of those things is writing short stories. So it's not that you're not going to be writing stories. We absolutely believe in that. We believe in the passion inside you needs to get out telling the story. But it is a lot easier to write a short story and go back and look at that and go, I've learned some things. I've learned some things I would do different than writing an entire novel until you have some of those fundamentals really ingrained.
And here's the other reason why we're doing this. You're going to be making a lot of mistakes that you don't realize that you're making. And when you're writing a whole manuscript, the mistakes you're making in chapter one, you're still making in chapter two and in chapter 12 and going through and fixing the same mistake that you've learned your lesson. But now it's chapter 20 and you're still fixing that mistake as you're going through the edit process. Man, that is discouraging. But if it's a 2,000 or 3,000 word short story, you fix it, you learn your lesson, and now you're not making that mistake again. You're moving on to new, different, more exotic mistakes that you're then going to fix in the future. And so these exercises, these short stories are going to improve your writing faster. We're going to condense a lot of mistakes, a lot of normally very hard learning into a faster process. So this really will pay off in the long run.
The other thing we're going to do is we are going to recommend books, and I guess more than recommend, we are going to say you have to read these books. And the nice thing about this is there are hundreds and hundreds of writing books out there. What we have done is we have culled it down to the best of the writing books. These are proven writing books. And it's so funny that you'll see people going to conferences, you'll see people going to lectures. But when you ask them, well, what craft books have you read? Well, I haven't really read any craft books. And yet some of the best teaching you can get comes from those craft books. So in year one, you are going to be doing a lot of reading of excellent craft books.
And it's much cheaper this way. I'll tell you, a cheap conference is $100, $200 for like a local one. A big national conference can be thousands of dollars. And you'll get maybe 10 hours of instruction, 5 hours of instruction. One craft book will give you 5-10 hours of instruction. You know what you can get it for at Barnes & Noble or Amazon? $20. Like an expensive one is $25. Yeah, you can get them used for even less than that.
Right.
And so this is not only is it going to help you improve faster, but it's going to be cheaper as well.
Okay, so we are excited to dive in. We'll see you in the next session.